walk by Hampstead Fair, I came upon Mother Goose. So I turned her loose, as she was screaming. And a foreign student said to me, was it really true? There are elephants and lions too in Piccadilly Circus. Walk down by the bathing pond to try and catch some sun. Saw at least 100 schoolgirls sobbing into handkerchiefs as one. Was a schoolboy. And the bearded lady said to me, if you start your raving and you're misbehaving, you'll be sorry. And the chicken fancier came to play with his long red beard and his sister's witch. She drives a lorry. Left down by the putting green, I popped him in there. Four and 20 laborers were laboring and digging up their gloves. Long John Silver. Saw Johnny Scarecrow make his run in his jet's black mech, which he won't to give back, stole it from a snowman. As I did walk by Hampstead Fair, came upon Mother Goose. So I turned her loose as she was screaming. Must have been at least 100 schoolgirls sobbing into handkerchiefs as one. I don't believe they knew I was a schoolboy.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 123. GruntFreePress.com is the website. For now, we're caught up in a bit of a legal entanglement at the moment. I can't give out too many details for obvious reasons, legal reasons. But I will give the statement from the bottom of the company's heart. This is the least we can do in this troubling time. Again, this isn't from the legal team. This is from us. As a group, we came together and had a meeting and figured it would, just to put the situation at rest. So here it is from Grunt Free Press. We here at Grunt Free Press strive to conduct ourselves in such a manner that everyone who is employed here feels safe and comfortable in a friendly professional workplace. When allegations arise to the contrary, we treat them with the utmost respect and seriousness that they deserve. no one, and I mean no one, who is a part of this team should ever have to bear the burden of a hostile, threatening work environment. We try to screen any potential hires for problematic occurrences in his or her past, and our doors are always open to discuss any potential violations of our policies. That said, we can always do more. We want to do more, which is why it is such a disappointment to even bring these issues into the public light. But we, as a group, have decided it is best to get in front of these allegations before the rumors and speculation pollute the public court. It has been brought to our attention that a longtime employee made sexual advances towards another, now former employee. These acts were both unsolicited and unwanted, not to mention vulgar and uncouth. When the alleged victim, sorry, we'll just call that the victim, we didn't make that change in time, when they reported the violation to human resources, no disciplining of appropriate consequence was done to the accused. This is a failure on our part. We are sorry. That HR representative has resigned out of their own accord. We applaud the recognition of their dereliction of duty, and we wish them the best. We just do not welcome them here in this pure and inclusive and diverse organization. As we move forward, heads down, we will not forget what happened, but we will try our best to learn from it. Just because a coworker exposes their genitalia, that's not an open invitation to masturbate it until he climaxes, even if they are watching pornography videos from the Asylum Entertainment Corporation at the time. Even if it is the one where that girl is legitimately crying and she takes it up the ass and she's saying, I hate this position, and she's just crying the whole time. There are no excuses. And some of you may be expressing concerns that there's only one person employed here at Grunt Free Press, and that may make it difficult to separate and discipline and terminate which parties, you know, the offending parties, and might be a little hard when there's only one person here. Well, you know, in these sensitive and trying times, we all have to go above and beyond the call of duty. The Call of Duty World War II. I'm Absolute Deicide, and Call of Duty World War II, they had an update, and that fucked my shit up pretty good for a little bit. Well, pretty much a day, it was all fucked up. I don't know what the fuck that was about, but yeah, I downloaded the update, you know, it was fucking Steam, I have auto updates on and shit. And so, yeah, the game gets updated, you know, and I fucking go to launch the game, and I get some message saying that's fucking... from the game itself, you know, when you launch the fucking game, it says like, oh, you know, the game's been updated, fucking whatever, some settings have been changed or some shit, you know, just fucking pop up messages, like, what the fuck, whatever, get out of my face, fucking click okay. Then I'm at the main menu and it says it's, you know, go like after that, it's fucking just, it says again, it says, you know, updates applied, all right, yeah, whatever, fucking okay. And then you go to fucking, like, launch the game, you know, play a game, and it's fucking says, downloading updates, like, from the game itself. It's fucking weird. Like, why did I download it from fucking Steam? Tell me it's downloaded, then fucking download more in-game. But whatever, you know. So, yeah, I try to play a fucking multiplayer game, and I get this error message saying, the game failed to update properly. Restart required. Error code 5. So, and then it's fucking, like, the only option I have is to fucking click OK, and the game fucking restarts. Alright, so it fucking, it didn't update right or whatever, so then you go back to the same menus again, and it's fucking, Says downloading updates again, and fucking like then you get the same shit. You know what I mean? It's just like what the fuck. It's just like in a loop of fucking like, oh, the game didn't update properly, restart it, and you fucking restart it, and it's just fucking, you know what I mean, it just keeps going, like, oh, downloading update didn't, you know, update didn't take properly, you fucking restart it. So I do, you know, I do the old, good old Steam discussions, going to, you know, Call of Duty fucking Steam discussions, which are always fun. You get the usual, you know, the usual garbage, oh, this game sucks, oh, there's no dedicated servers, fucking wah, 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 like that fucking bullshit. But, yeah, there's one guy with the same fucking problem, and you get the, you know, the usual fucking suggestions that are never fucking helpful, like, oh, you know, just, you just have to restart Steam, you just have to restart your fucking PC and fucking all this shit, and, oh, go to this fucking site, random fucking site, and get, like, fucking the latest fucking Windows drivers, oh, just go here for the, you know, latest fucking NVIDIA fucking drivers and shit, and it's like, dude, come on, dude, this shit's, like, all fucking automatic, like, get the fuck out of here. Oh, you can't run the game fucking windowed. You have to run it like full screen and shit. So I can just like, well, that shouldn't really fucking make any difference, but I am running it fucking full screen, but, all right. So, you know, I've done all that fucking bullshit, useless fucking suggestions that people are saying. Oh, you gotta fucking, like, verify the download or whatever, which, you know, you just fucking right click and go on Steam and, like, verify fucking integrity or whatever. It's like, yeah, I do that shit. Yep. It's basically just fucking downloads the entire game again. I'm like, yeah, we did that. And then somebody says, oh, you have to use your cell phone as a hotspot and connect your fucking computer through that. Like rather than your fucking normal internet connection, like what the fuck, you know, launch it. And then you fucking do that and you launch a local game with fucking bots and then quit out of that game. Restart your PC, fucking, like, reconnect your internet, and, like, oh, that should fix it, and just, like, oh, yeah, of course, like, why didn't I fucking think of that, you know, fucking PC, fucking garbage, you know, I'm, like, fucking, like, a couple people were saying, like, oh, yeah, no, that worked, it fixed it for me, doing that fucking, like, using your phone as a hotspot thing, so, all right, okay, I'm like, yeah, I'll try that, I guess, like, it's not gonna fucking, like, hurt, but it's just, you know, the problem with that is my fucking computer doesn't even have a fucking Wi-Fi connection, like, there's no fucking, like, Wi-Fi port, like, hooked up to it. I never even thought about that, like, I never tried fucking using Wi-Fi on my computer. I've always said it, fucking, all my computers fucking hardwired, you know, and, yeah, it's like, now I'm, like, fucking, like, yeah, I'm trying to do this shit, and I'm just, like, I'm just kind of getting, like, pissed off, like, oh, why doesn't my fucking, my PC, you know, what a fucking ripoff, why doesn't it have fucking Wi-Fi, you know, I fucking paid good money for this fucking computer, and fucking put in, like, a Wi-Fi port, and just, like, dude, and then I'm, like, again, I'm just like, oh, why would it have a fucking Wi-Fi port, they'd be retarded, like, fucking hook him to, again, why would you hook this fucking nice computer up with a fucking, you know, on fucking Wi-Fi, that'd be retarded, but, yeah, then somebody else suggests fucking, like, oh, you know, just quit out everything, fucking start up the single player and launch the multiplayer from the single player menu, because it's two different games, almost, on PC. Two different things, fucking, you know, Call of Duty single player, Call of Duty multiplayer. But then you get the options for the other fucking, you know, from those menus to fucking launch the other fucking app or whatever, the other game almost. And it just fucking, it'll just quit out of that thing completely and fucking, like, pop up, you know, every time you switch modes, you know, single player, multiplayer, zombies, it quits out of the game completely and it fucking launches the other mode. When you do that, you have to confirm that you did that on purpose or whatever, and, like, and all that shit. So it's just fucking little pop-up message, like, are you trying to launch this other game while you're playing this game? And so you have to be like, yeah, yep, and fucking click OK. And so I tried doing that. I tried doing fucking single, you know, launch this as a single player, then fucking launch multiplayer from there. And thankfully it fucking worked, because I was just like fucking, I was just fucking like trying all this shit, just thinking like, I guess this game is fucking broken forever, you know what I mean, like, fucking greatly, like, this is fucking bullshit. And that, you know, then I'm like, all right, quit out of that, like, hopefully they fucking, like, patch it, like, nothing, again, none of that fucking other bullshit that people are suggesting is working for me, and just, like, And I'd fucking like start like doing something else and just fucking like, you know, fucking around in another game. Then like, and then I just get pissed. You know, I just like in the back of my head, just like maybe they fix it. Maybe it's fixed now, you know, like fucking like 5 minutes later and fucking try it again. The same shit, like fucking, oh, error code 5 and just like all that shit. So, but yeah, I'm back online. So it's all good. They did do a patch for the game. It's a lot of like rebalancing of the guns and some fucking optimization shit to make it run smoother, I guess. And apparently they do have dedicated servers now. They didn't before or something. Like, I don't know. I fucking that's what they say. Again, I can't fucking notice a fucking huge difference like either way most of the time. So I mean, the game. Games always fucking run pretty smooth for me, and I never had fucking too much lag or anything. Every now and then you get like a couple seconds of fucking like, you know, whatever, little jumpy here and there, but it's fucking like for the most part it's fucking really smooth. Yeah, I'm playing, I'm like fucking, this might be a little bit smoother, I guess. And but yeah, I think like the balance changes with the guns and shit, that's what's more noticeable for me. Yeah, I didn't fucking, like, look up, like, the point-by-point, like, gun-by-gun shit, like, what they did exactly, but, anyways, again, the way I play the fucking game, I'm constantly fucking switching classes and shit anyway, and guns, and different guns I'm using, so, but as soon as I started playing, just fucking, like, yep, it's fucking, you know, the whatever gun I'm using fucking just, it feels, like, snappier. It's fucking, I think it's a military term, snappier. Look it up if you're not aware of that. I was using a silenced SMG I'd fucking like, all right, it's an SMG and you have to fucking like shove it up everybody's ass to get a fucking kill with it, you know, and fucking like hit them like a million times. Now it seems like there's fucking like way more fucking like range to it, you know. It's like same like, you know, LMGs and shit. I'd fucking yeah, it's before it's like I'd fucking like spray a fucking clip into people and just fucking you know, it had like a bit of fucking like random spread, you know what I mean? It's fucking like you'd fucking miss and just think like, ah, you know, I probably missed a lot, but you know, it's just fucking the guns fucking like climbing and shit, like climbing like a motherfucker as he's shooting and just fucking like, ah, I probably missed a bunch of those fucking shots and shit. But now I'm fucking, you know, I'm using it and it's fucking like, this just seems to fucking chew niggas right up, you know. It's probably, you know, it's probably both the fucking, the tweaks and the fucking servers and I guess like, you know, they updated the way they do matchmaking now. So it's fucking, they try to match you up with people closer to your skill level. So again, fucking like whatever, 2 weeks in we are at this point. Yeah, I mean, if I loved the game before, and now it's just fucking like, ah, it's that, you know, again, a little bit better. So it's still fucking shocked that it's that good. Yeah, I prestiged for the first time there. You know, you made it to 55, fucking prestiged, and yeah, you get to go into some special cool guy area in the headquarters. You talk to a general, get a little icon that floats above your head for the rest of the time you're in the headquarters until, you know, you go out and you come back in. Yeah, you know, all your shit resets and you fucking lose all your unlocks and all that shit. But hey, you know what I mean? I'm so fucking pro. I can just fucking whatever, yell at people and throw rocks at them and shit, and I'll still win, you know, fucking MLG Call of Duty. Oh, I still can't win a fucking free-for-all game to save my life. And I mumbled and muttered on last week about, you know, those fucking, like, challenges and shit. And, yeah, one of them is a weekly challenge. You have to, you win a game in every, you know, one game in every game mode. Which is no problem for most of them, right? It's fucking, you know, team deathmatch, capture the flag, you know, war, hardpoint, domination, the new one there, Gridiron, which is kind of cool. It's fucking, it's a new one. It's kind of like Oddball from Halo and mixed with, Griffball, also from Halo. You get like and there's a neutral ball in the center of the map, and you know, two teams, you run, fucking grab it, and you try to get to the other team's side and fucking score a goal in a little circle there. And yeah, those are like all those fucking game modes. They're all fucking, well, one team versus one team, so it's fucking, it's like, yeah, if you just keep playing, you play enough games, even if you absolutely fucking deicidally fucking suck. Your chances of winning is like, you know, 50-50, you know what I mean? Fucking, if the teams are pretty even, it's fucking like, ah, you know, even if I suck, you know, the rest of my team might do okay, so it's probably, it's just, you know, chances are 50-50 if you're gonna win or lose, mathematically speaking. And then I'm fucking trying to do free for all. That's, but yeah, it's fucking eight players, so. So yeah, again, statistically, it's like, ah, yeah, you have a fucking 1 in 8 chance, and all it takes is fucking just one fucking, you know, ADD fucking no life kid on fucking school vacation or some shit or whatever. Fucking, it's just one guy to fucking ruin everything. You know what I mean? I played like fucking like half a dozen of them. Yeah, just trying to get fucking like one win. That's what I do. I just need one fucking win, and I'll be happy and fucking free for all. I'll, you know, get that challenge and shit, and just get like a fucking loot, you know, one of those fucking crates or whatever, loot crates. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. But fucking, it'd be nice just to do this, you know. I'm fucking like, as I'm playing, I'm like fucking hoping, like, I'm hoping. When they say win, they mean, like, the top three, you know what I mean? If you get in the top three, like, that's a win, like, that has to fucking count as a win, you'd think. At least for, you know, for the sake of that challenge, you know what I mean? I'm just fucking, like, oh, win a fucking, you know, free-for-all, and just fucking, again, if, like, Halo did that shit, it'd be, like, fucking, like, oh, you get, like, the top three, like, it's considered a win, again, just because the probability of fucking winning is, like, 1 in 8 instead of 50-50, you know? So it's fucking, get up there, you're good. And then, you know, as you play in World War II, as you're playing, like, at the end of each game, fucking, it shows, when you do free-for-all, it shows, like, the top three players at the end, you know what I mean? Fucking, like, it's 1, 2, and 3, and then, you know, we consider everybody else is considered fucking, they lost, you know? But, nope, that's not the case. Yeah, I was on one game I was on a fucking, like, tear. I was in tears. Now I was on a fucking tear playing the fucking game. Like the entire fucking match, I'm leading. I'm fucking, like, you know, I'm getting like 5 kill streaks and shit, and calling in fucking score streaks, which I never get in these, you know, playing fucking, you know, it's the regular fucking like team based games. Like, I never fucking get score streaks. And yeah, I'm fucking, like, way ahead of fucking, like, everybody. I'm fucking, like, whipping out fucking flamethrowers and fucking burning the shit out of people and get a fucking, like, strafing run. We, you know, it's just, you call them, like, a plane, and you control it. It's like a fucking, you know, plane's fucking, like, flying over, and you can fucking control them, and you can see, like, red dots where people are. You try fucking, like, nailing them. And yeah, I kind of fucked that up, like controlling the fucking, the fighter plane or whatever, because I never get to use it, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, it was like the second time I fucking, like, you know, got that fucking score streak, so I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, you know what I mean? It's like, but using it, I'm like, I could have easily had fucking like 4 or 5 kills, you know what I mean, doing that, but I think I get like 1, you know, so I'm like fucking like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm fucking like aiming at people with, like, who are like underground and shit, and like you can tell there's like stripes on them. If they're underground, you can't hit them, so you have to go for just like the normal fucking circles or whatever. But I was like, yeah, I can probably get that guy, and like, nope, I missed him. I only got 1 fucking 1, whatever. But again, I'm like, ah, it's alright, I'm fucking tearing it up anyway. And then this one fucking piece of shit plane starts fucking waking up, and he starts catching up. He's calling his own fucking score streaks and shit. Then he gets ahead of me, like fucking like right at the end, with like a few fucking kills, and then fucking, and then, you know, then I catch up, and it's fucking going like back and forth, and it's fucking, you know, my heart's fucking pounding, and yeah, of course, you know, he beats me by 1 fucking point, you know, because I'm a fucking loser. You know, I'm not even going to bother trying for that fucking challenge anymore. It's not worth it. I just give up. I was like, yeah, whatever, dude. I'm not going to have that weekly challenge. Like, whatever, I don't care. I'm not going to fucking keep doing this shit. So that's your lesson for the day. Just give up on everything. Thanks, giving up. And speaking of giving up, I started playing the PC version of Injustice 2. And surprise, it's identical. The game's fucking identical to the PS4 version of Injustice 2. Which I was expecting that, of course. I'm fucking sad. It's probably just a fucking console port, but But I was thinking, like, when I played it on fucking, like, PS4, I'm like, yeah, that game's fucking, like, gorgeous already, you know, on the PS4. So I'm like, yeah, it should fucking look amazing if I'm, you know, playing it in fucking 4K, 21 by 9, fucking 100 frames a second, you know what I mean? But, well, it's definitely a fucking console port, you know? It's funny. It's like, yeah, it's technically in fucking 4K, I guess, but it's fucking, like, I didn't really notice too much of a difference, but again, even from fucking my old TV to this, it's just fucking like, yeah, it just looks like the same fucking game, you know? And yeah, when you're actually fighting, like, you know, when it's the one-on-one fights, like, that's in 21 by 9 when you're playing. But yeah, everything else in there, like the fucking the menus, the fucking cinematics, even when you do the specials or whatever, the fucking, like, the super moves, like the fucking finishers or whatever, X-rays, it's from Mortal Kombat, whatever, I forget what they call them in fucking Injustice, but when you do that, just, yeah, because, you know, those fucking, there's fucking, like, pretty much movies that are playing, so you do that, so you're fighting in fucking 21 by 9, you do your fucking, like, ultimate fucking super move, whatever, when your meter fills all the way up, and you fucking get, like, that cool, like, cinematic. Yeah, I mean, they're just fucking, like, movies that are playing, so they'll switch to fucking 16 by 9, you get fucking, like, black borders on the side, all of a sudden, it's fucking, like, that's kind of shitty, like, it's kind of, like, shitty looking, you know? So again, it'd be okay if it fucking the entire game was like that. You get used to it. It was fucking just going switching back and forth, being like, oh, fucking no borders. Activate a fucking ultimate or whatever, and then fucking the borders just pop up as the movie plays. I don't know about that. I started playing the story mode again. I already went through this shit on fucking PS4, but yeah, you had to play through it to fucking unlock the character, Brainiac, like the fucking, the end boss, to fucking unlock him. So, yeah, I mean, that's fucking not something, like, that fucking story mode, that's really not something you want to play through fucking, like, twice. Like, I didn't want to fucking play through it. I thought I was, like, gritting my teeth the whole time I was playing through it the fucking first time. Because it's fucking, it really is cheesy as fuck. It's a fucking fighting game story, you know? It's like, I got through the fucking, the first section of it now, like recently, put on fucking, like, PC. I went through the fucking, the very beginning of playing is fucking, like, Batman. You do, like, a few fights, and I just fucking, like, stop. I'm like, alright, I gotta fucking stop playing. This is pretty bad. Because, yeah, I mean, Injustice 2 is a fucking good game, and fucking, it's just the other shit, like, the other modes besides the story that you want to play, but again, you have to fucking play the story to fucking get all the characters unlocked and shit, so, you know, the tower, whatever they call it, again, fucking just the tower in Mortal Kombat, but the fights they give you, just these fucking, like, random fights with fucking weird rules and shit, and you're fucking, like, you know, gaining, like, currency to, again, buy loot boxes, that's the fucking new thing, but, you know, just fucking get all this shit, and just, getting rewards and all that, but, yeah, you just have, you know, you have to fucking suffer through that fucking corny-ass story to fucking unlock everything at first, so. Oh, so someday I'll fucking subject myself to that again, or maybe I'll fucking just, you know, every week or something, I'll go through, like, one or two sections of it and just fucking go through it that way, but, yeah, I mean, there's just fucking, like too much I'd rather be playing, you know, than I hadn't fucking played before. I'm just fucking, again, I did, like, that first Batman thing, I'm like, why am I doing this again? I have, like, so many other games, like, I haven't fucking played yet, so I stopped. Like Star Wars Battlefront 2, came out, this week, officially, or whatever, you know, that EA Access thing I could have done for the 10 hours or whatever, but, yeah, speaking of shitty stories, fucking PU, let me tell you, and I understand it's kind of like, you know, Battlefront 2 is kind of like, almost, I wouldn't even say, like, before, like, even the first one was more like this, but fucking, you know, Battlefront 2 is, you know, it's more of a fucking, like, reskin, like, slightly tweaked Battlefield, almost, and they're kind of working off the same fucking, like, engine and all that, and fucking some of the same guys are working on it, I think, same studio, anyway, and the Battlefield games are fucking, like, mostly fucking multiplayer games, and, again, the campaigns and Battlefield that have always like sucked pretty hard, you know. And but you know, every time a new one fucking releases Battlefield again, it's always the same shit. Like all the fucking like cunts in the fucking comment sections and all that. They always say like fucking like, oh no, I don't play fucking multiplayer. Everyone loves this fucking Battlefield or whatever. But I don't play fucking multiplayer games. Like, well, why don't this make a really good single-player game? It's fucking just like, dude, it's because it's a fucking multiplayer game, you fucking fucks. You know what I mean? Like, that's why. That's why it's good, you know what I mean? Because they fucking just focus on multiplayer so much. That's why the multiplayer is fucking so good. Yeah, and every time, too, the campaigns always get hyped up. Like, fucking, like, oh, no, this time is fucking good. No, don't forget about the past six of them. Like, fucking, this game, you know, this fucking campaign's great. And they always suck. Like, yeah, every fucking Battlefield campaign sucked every time. Even fucking Bad Company 2, which, you know, everyone, you know, fucking a lot of people anyway, is fucking like, oh, no, that's the really good single-player fucking Battlefield. It's like, nah, it wasn't really. Like, it wasn't really that fucking good. It's just fucking, they're all just kind of, all kind of like generic fucking, they recycle some of the fucking multiplayer maps. They throw in some fucking bots with terrible fucking AI. And yeah, I mean, they never really fucking nailed the campaign. You know, people say the last one there, Battlefield 1, like fucking, like, oh, that fucking like little short stories. That's how they had to do it. It's like, dude, no, it was just shitty. It was like short but shitty fucking stories. Like, it was fucking really bad. I think my favorite was probably fucking Battlefield 3. But again, that was fucking, it was just like an average shooter. It was fucking like, I don't know, it was all right. You know, they had fucking like their moments, their fucking set piece moments and all that shit. And just, I thought that one was okay. Probably the best of the bunch. And, what was the other one there? The fucking Hardline or whatever. Like fucking that was, you were like the cop. And that was like, they dug more into like, no, we're not just going to like reuse the fucking, the multiplayer maps or whatever. And they really like did like a story and shit, which, it was okay. It was goofy. It was goofy as shit, but it was okay. But it wasn't really a fucking like even like a shooter campaign. It was just more like a lot of cutscenes and bullshit and just fucking like little fucking sections of fucking like, oh, I'm gonna play stealth or whatever. Like, yeah, I think Battlefield 3 I think was my favorite one. But anyway, speaking of people whining about wanting fucking single player modes in a multiplayer game, to get back on track, I got my physical copy of Friday the 13th, the game. Yeah, it's been so fucking long since I ordered that thing. It's been like a year or more. Yeah, I forgot exactly what I fucking like ordered. Pretty sure I paid for the fucking like the collector's edition, fucking super special fucking collector's edition, which fucking is supposed to come in like a steel machete case and signed by a bunch of people who made the game and shit. And I think like Tom Savini and shit was supposed to sign it and all that shit. That's definitely not what came. That's not what I got in the fucking mail. I got a steel book case, which is just a fucking like regular fucking steel book, you know what I mean? Just a whatever, rectangle, this fucking DVD case, you know, with a slip cover over it that looks like it's a VHS cassette tape. And I mean, it's still pretty cool. I mean, they did a fucking good job with it. You know, it's all the cardboard or whatever, the fucking the slip on it. It's all like faded and like beat up and shit. It's got to get a red sticker on it that says you know, horror or whatever. So it looks like a VHS tape, you know what I mean? Like something you'd you would have rented from fucking the local video store back in the day, you know, that, again, it was fucking been, like, beat up and shit, just, you know, it's got the same outline of Jason on it that, they used for the covers, the first few movies, you know, just fucking outline him with the fucking axe or whatever. Yeah, on the back of it, there's like four pictures from the game. It's getting, you know, they put, like, a, you know, film grain effect, and then, again, it's all fucking, like, faded and shit, just, and really, it looks like fucking, like, oh, it looks like a fucking movie. Like, I had to, like, do, like, a double take. Like, oh, no, that's the game. They just put a bunch of fucking, like, filters over it and shit and, like, scratch it up and looks fucking good. You know, it's fucking Jason standing in the fucking window and shit, like, looking at somebody and just, That's pretty cool. It's just like, yeah, I just kind of hope I'm still getting that fucking machete case. You know, I'd have to fucking go back and like recheck my order. I'm like, dude, I'm pretty sure. Like, I might have fucking bought like two physical copies for some reason. Like, maybe I think I was thinking like one of them I was gonna fucking like open, the other one I was gonna fucking like leave, like the machete case one I was just gonna fucking like keep or whatever. But yeah, I gotta fucking like recheck that. But yeah, it's been so long, you know, I haven't fucking played the game in fucking, like, months at this point, but, I think I bought, like, a physical version for the Xbox One and PlayStation 4, maybe, and, yeah, the PS4 one, I got a fucking, the machete one, I think, I don't know, again, I have to fucking check. If not, oh well, whatever. So I'm not gonna play them on either console anyway. I'm just gonna fucking play, if I'm gonna play it, I'm gonna play it on a fucking PC, so whatever. I've already been playing it for like 100 and something hours, you know, so whatever. But yeah, so Battlefront 2's campaign is fucking garbage. Yeah, again, that shouldn't be a fucking shock, but yeah, they fucking like hype that shit up. They hype the fucking campaign up and just fucking like, oh, you know, we listened to the fucking the fans of the first one, the criticisms from the fucking the first game, and you know, in the sequel we're gonna deliver, you know, what everybody wants. It's gonna be a fucking an epic Star Wars story. It's gonna fucking blow your mind, and oh, it's canon now, and yeah, like fucking everything that comes out from since Disney took over, like, oh, everything is good. It's a canon story. And yeah, if you remember the E3 presentation they had this year, they had that fucking that broad came out on stage. She's fucking dressed as like an imperial officer, and they're like surrounded by stormtroopers, and she's you know, she's tried fucking staying in character, you know, the fucking the entire time, like, oh, I'm General fucking Drippy Snatch, and in Battlefront 2, you take control of me, and you get to experience the Star Wars universe from the eyes of a soldier of the Empire, and blah, 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 all that shit, and yeah, like, seeing that shit is fucking like, oh, that sounds pretty cool, and that girl fucking sucked, but, you know what I mean, it's fucking like, that sounds fucking pretty good, but, you know, if it's fucking these, you know, if it's these fucking, like, you know, giant, again, like, battlefield-sized fucking wars and shit, and just fucking, you know, the big battles, the fucking, again, like, Battlefield, Battlefront's fucking known for, if they do all that shit, like, a single-player campaign, and, you know, even if it's against, like, just against, like, bots and shit, just fucking, like, that's fine, you know what I mean? They have, like, a few fucking, like, cutscenes in between, and fucking, you know, again, from, like, the Imperial side, like, that's fucking pretty cool. But, yeah, they don't do that. they try to make a fucking like legitimate fucking single player campaign, but yeah, it's just fucking like all over the fucking place, and it's really just fucking boring. It starts off, you know, you're that fucking, it's like, oh, there's that fucking that broad from the fucking E3. It's like, oh, there's her. There's fucking General fucking Drippy Snatch and herself. And she's she's fucking kidnapped by the rebels, and yeah, in the first level, you, it's like, oh, she's like captured or whatever. So you're controlling her bot or her droid or whatever that she has. So you don't even control her. You're controlling her fucking droid. You're opening fucking doors and you're fucking flying through like vents and shit. And that, again, this is the fucking Wolfenstein fucking 2 problem. You know, it's like, don't open your fucking game with all these fucking gimmick levels. You know, just, I'm playing fucking Battlefront. Battlefront fucking game. You know, I remember as it started up, I want to fucking jump in and start fucking firing. Again, it's huge. I want a huge fucking battlefield. You know what I mean? I want like large scale shit, and should be fucking firing blasters and fucking piloting TIE fighters and that type of shit. And just controlling this slow ass floating droid, going up the buttons and holding X to open doors and looking cameras, and yeah, you know, I was just like, dude, this is boring. Like, this is dumb. Like, what an awful way to fucking open it. Yeah, then you eventually get to play as that broad there, and you know, it's like, all right, I have a gun and it's fucking first, you know, it switches to first person. I'm like, all right, I'm fucking picking up what you're laying down, like, whatever, yeah, fine. And yeah, you're in these fucking like really cramped fucking claustrophobic hallways. You know, you're fucking taking pot shots at a really shitty fucking AI that just fucking pretty much walks sideways in the open. And you know, then they tied behind walls and shit, and they kind of occasionally pop out and fire at you. It's just like, dude, this is, it's like a bad fucking 90s shooter, you know? Just almost all the normal, like, on foot levels is pretty much like, oh, they give you like a sniper rifle or whatever. It's like a long range rifle with a huge fucking scope on it, and they're just fucking, all right, pretty much just stand in one place, I guess, with, you know, with some cover, and just try to pick off a bunch of fucking, like, stormtroopers, and just, you know, duck down behind a crate if you get hurt, and then you just move on to the next area again, and fucking, all right, stop, and again, they give you the option, like, oh, try to be stealthy or whatever, but it's fucking like, yeah, whatever, just fucking, like, sit here and just shoot, and this, like, again, this kind of just keep coming in, like, fucking, coming in like fucking robots, just fucking, or whatever, you know, just fucking real bad AI, just right at you, fucking like firing till they find a spot, and they just fucking like hide behind a wall, and it's like, alright, just sit here and shoot people, I guess, just fucking like shooting gallery bullshit. And then yeah, they, I mean, they don't even fucking really focus on that new character either, that broad there, General fucking Drippy Snatch. They just keep fucking jumping around it. It's like, alright, we gotta squeeze in everybody you'd expect from fucking a Star Wars game. It's fucking like, oh, he's fucking Luke Skywalker in one fucking level, and, you know, Lando in another, and fucking Leo, and Leo, Princess Leo, fucking Leia, fucking Han Solo and Kylo Ren and shit, and just fucking, just like, why? It was like, why am I doing this? Like, what the hell is going on? I can't even understand what the fuck's going on with the story. Like, I have no fucking idea why I'm controlling these fucking people. Yeah, I'm like a quarter of the way through, you fucking, it's like, all right, you know, again, that Imperial fucking broad, she defects over to the Rebels because I have fucking, like, no idea. I was fucking, like, no, it's like one conversation. Like, okay, yeah, I guess I'll be a Rebel, you know, I'll be on the Rebel side. Okay, we'll have you, you know, just, yeah, it's just fucking all over the fucking place. And I know I always fucking say shit about, like, I really don't give a shit about fucking stories and video games, but it's like, I was kind of like, I'm trying to pay attention here. Like, I'm a fucking, like, Star Wars nerd for sure. Like, you know what I mean? Fucking read, you know, a lot of the fucking books and shit. I've seen the movies fucking a million times and shit. All the older ones anyway. But it's fucking like, I know quite a bit about fucking, like, Star Wars. I'm kind of interested to see where the fuck, you know, what's going on here, but it's like, dude, this shit just fucking makes no sense. It's just fucking all over the place. You just fucking jumping character to character, fucking planet to planet, and it would have been fine if they were just like fucking like, oh, here's a bunch of one-off missions like that, and just fucking like, yeah, just control a bunch of these characters that, you know what I mean, the big ones from the fucking the movies and shit, just control them for whatever. It was fucking put you in a situation, but yeah, I think there's, like, supposed to be a fucking larger narrative there, but just something about the Emperor and a fucking robot body and just fucking, dude, just a fucking, like, mess, you know? Just, I don't fucking know. I don't know. It was just fucking, like, one-off stages, it would have been fine, but just fucking, I don't know. I don't know what the fucking, like, the larger fucking story is. I couldn't fucking follow it. She's just constantly jumping around. Yeah, it's one level, it's fucking like, oh, you're Luke Skywalker. It's like, oh, cool, I'm Luke Skywalker, and you fucking just run around this planet, it's fucking like jungle planet with a fucking lightsaber, and you're just fucking like sitting there hitting a bunch of bugs with your fucking like lightsabers. Like, this is fucking like so bad. Like, what? Why am I just sitting there like smacking bugs? Like, this is the same bug over and over, just like swarms of them for no reason, for like, it's like, oh, defend this guy from these bugs that come in, and he's fucking like sitting there smacking bugs for like fucking like 5 minutes. Like, dude, you gotta be fucking kidding me. This is awful. It is so bad. So the second to last levels is this fight on a planet, and fucking they're playing as the officer there, fucking officer lady, fucking can't stand character. And it's just like, I don't know, all of a sudden she wants to kill her dad, and, you know, who's in the fucking Imperial Army because, I have no idea, maybe because fucking Mitch Dyer from fucking IGN wrote it, and, you know, all of his fucking San Francisco buddies, you know, they're used to fucking, they just fucking hate their dads because they get raped by him, so when in doubt, you know, it's fucking like, how do I make this, how do I make this fucking story resonate. Ever try to kill her dad, I guess. That's fucking fantasy fulfillment. And yeah, then that battle ends, you know, the second to last level, and they say like, we did it, and fucking like, come look what we did, and there's all these fucking like crashed like fucking Star Destroyers and shit, and it's fucking like, okay, so was that, I don't know, yeah, cool, what happened? You know what I mean? The fucking, then fucking the girl and like some dude like fucking like whatever was in like 5 seconds of the fucking story, like they start like making out, and it's like, okay, cool, I guess that has to be in there too. It's just, it's terrible. Then it jumps to fucking like, several years later, and you're fucking, it's like, now you're playing as fucking Kylo Ren, you know, doing something for some reason, just fucking interrogating that dude, and just fucking, just fucking going around, just fucking like, let's go swat a bunch of fucking dumb AI again, and then it just fucking ends in fucking some kind of cliffhanger, I guess, and just fucking like, Jesus Christ, what a waste of fucking time and money, what a waste of Disney's money, what a fucking mess that is, it's fucking awful. But yeah, the multiplayer is where it's at, right? And that's why everybody wants to play anyway. How's that? Oh, stay tuned. Battlefront 2 multiplayer, right? So yeah, the multiplayer from the first Battlefront was fucking great. You know, just needed a few tweaks here and there, and more content, more maps, more modes, and yeah, we're good. You know what I mean? Shit should be fucking great. Yeah, all the shit that I saw on it for Battlefront 2. You know, mostly from fucking E3, and I saw that, and I'm like, fucking, this looks fucking great. Like, whatever. So it's pretty much looked like that's what we were gonna get, you know. Well, they fucked that up. They fucked it up pretty bad. And yeah, I'm not even talking about the fucking the loot boxes and fucking whatever. How many fucking credits it costs to unlock characters or any of that. You know what I mean? Just the core gameplay of itself of the fucking the multiplayer is just garbage, pure fucking garbage. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, at this point, I've only tried the one mode there, the main one, Galactic Conquest, I think it's called, which, that's the variation of, just the Conquest from Battlefield. It's just fucking, I guess it's a little bit more like Rush, the Rush mode from Battlefield. Because, I mean, you have two teams, I mean, one attacking team, one defending, and, you're getting pushed back to different stages if you don't fucking defend it, and, but it's, it's the biggest fucking game type, the one with the most players in it. I think there's 40, I think it's like 20 on 20, I believe. It was the first fucking game type they have in the menu and shit, and fucking immediately when I fucking start playing, just fucking, everything just feels like really fucking slow. I mean, it might be like an effect from playing Call of Duty so much now, where you're fucking just like instantly in the game, you're fucking, constantly, just instantly fucking like spawning, fucking whatever, die, whatever, spawn back in, and it just, But everything's just like so fast, and then playing this, it takes a while to even fucking find a match, and you know what I mean, just to even like get into a lobby. I don't know what that means either. You know, does that mean fucking not that many people are playing, or is this like a server thing? Like, do the servers suck, or you know, who knows? Who knows what the fucking the deal is? It's fucking. It's like I'm sitting there like for like multiple fucking minutes, just fucking like waiting. You know what I mean? Nothing's coming up, and it's fucking you know, sitting there for like fucking like 5 minutes, and you know, it's saying like 12 players needed, and then fucking 10 players needed, and then fucking, you know, 14 players needed. Like, you know, people are getting fucking fed up and like leaving and shit, and then eventually I fucking leave and try to find another room or whatever. And yeah, the last game I played of it yesterday was really fucking like laggy too, and it wasn't just me. It's not like fucking like I have a fucking like bad connection to a server or something like that. Just everybody else in the fucking the chat, you know, in the fucking the text chat in there was complaining about all that shit too. Like old school shitty lag. Like I haven't fucking like seen this kind of lag in fucking years playing a game where it's just fucking like real bad, like fucking like, you know, freezing up, and you know, people just like running in place for a second and then like moving and then like fucking, you know, freezing up again and running in place and moving. It's like, dude, this is awful. And again, everybody in the chat saying the same shit, like, dude, this fucking lag is like ridiculous. Then between games, if you back out to the menu, I keep getting like these messages saying like, oh, you lost connection to the EA servers and shit. It's like, what, dude? Like, but then I can like go search again. Like, yeah, it just seems fucked up. I don't know. Yesterday, I guess it said that, and then it's fucking like, but anyway, it says that like almost every time you fucking like back out, but it's fucking, it seems to be fine. You can keep searching again, but, that time, like fucking yesterday, I couldn't even fucking like search for a game. Like, it was fucking just like be on all the different game types. You press A and just like nothing's happening and shit. So, you know, I fucking gave up again. The lesson for today, just give up. It's just like, something's fucked up with the servers. I mean, you'd figure they'd have that shit fucking like straightened out. Like, this is kind of ridiculous at this point. I mean, EA and fucking Dice and shit, you know, they've been doing this shit fucking long enough, you know, and they had fucking betas and they had fucking people playing fucking 10 days earlier, whatever, with fucking like EA access. Like, dude, why is this fucked up? And even when it does work, you know, I just don't think the game's very fun. It's just the classes and like, you know, trying to fucking like customize your loadout, all that shit. Just like the menus in general, dude, is just a fucking like mess. And, yeah, I mean, they do like the loot box thing again. You fucking, you know, oh, here's your daily fucking loot box for logging in, and you can fucking buy more with the credits you earn and shit. And just, you know, you're opening those up, you're getting fucking like star cards and fucking credits and shit. And, you know, that shit's fucking pretty garbage. But I mean, it's just, you know, the UI in general is just, it's just like confusing as fuck. You know, it's just you go to spawn in, and there's fucking, like, you know, four main classes you can pick from, and it's like, alright, it's fine, you know, it's fucking, like, whatever, assault, heavy, officer, and, like, sharpshooter, or whatever, you know, fucking, like, sniper, you know, pretty much, like, rifles and shit, and, you know, LMGs, I guess, and whatever, you know, you get the idea. And then fucking, it's like, all right. And then from there, you can take those four classes, whatever. And you can go in and, you can like customize their loadouts by equipping these, star cards. So yeah, that's what you use for fucking their loadouts. Some of them change your equipment, like the star cards you equip, change your equipment. And then like some of them just like buff your stats and shit. So it's like, you know, this card's like, you regenerate health quicker or fucking whatever. If you're in a ship, like your ship fucking locks on to other people faster and shit like that. But, yeah, I mean, those are just cards. Like, they take up the same fucking card slots as like something else. It's like, everything's fucking like messy, you know? And it's like, you know, I get a card for the officer class or whatever. And, the officer collateral, like the equipment that he has is usually a fucking, like an auto turret, you know, that fucking you put down and fucking just like auto fires at people and shit. So I'm like, all right, I get this card. I'm like, all right, my first card for the fucking officer class. I equip that and just go to throw down the fucking the turret and fucking like now I have a fucking like shield, like a fucking like shield pops up and yeah, you know, just it took me a while to fucking like figure out like why, like what happened here, like how do I get like the turret back? And like, oh, you have to go in just like unequip the card. You know what I mean? It's fucking I have to like not use this card I just got to make my guy like do what I was. It's kind of fucking like dumb. I don't like that system at all. I'd rather just let me see my loadout, see my equipment and shit, like plain and simple. And if I, you know, if I want to change something, like I can manually go in and fucking like, all right, what does fucking whatever right bumper do? I want to fucking change that to this and change the other thing to that and just, you know what I mean? And fucking like customize it from there and just whatever. If you get cards, whatever, you know, if cards were different equipment, like just have that different equipment, like as something you can pick from that, not fucking like, I don't know. I just don't like it. It's the easiest way to put that. You know, instead you get like a card and fucking like, what does this thing do? I guess I'll equip it. And then, you know, there's a little note on the card saying like, oh, equipping this will change your loadout when you do it. It's like, dude, this is fucking dumb. I don't know. It's like, yeah, half the time you don't know what the fuck it is. It's just like some random picture. And just fucking, like, I don't know what that is, but I'll equip it and see what happens. And like, oh, now my shit's all fucked up. Cool. I don't know. I hate to repeat myself, but it's fucking like, I don't know. I think Call of Duty got that right this time. Like, you know, they took a fucking step back from fucking just like, oh, it's just a bunch of random bullshit. And fucking, it's kind of said like, why are we doing this? You know, well, why are we doing this? It fucking it makes the game worse and it's a fucking mess to fucking figure out. So they stopped. And you know, it just seems like Battlefront 2 is like, I don't know, it's going to keep doing this like fucking randomized like cards and shit. And just fucking like, I don't know, it's fucking dumb. And yeah, the game itself is, I just think it's just fucking boring. It's, you know, the complete opposite of the first fucking Battlefront, which was, I mean, that game was just all fucking, like, arcadey chaos, like, all the time. You know, there's just constantly shit going on around you, you know, they try to spawn you in, like, close to the action, so, you know, you're fucking always, like, firing and shit and fucking lasers are, you know, lasers are firing over your head, and they're fucking, like, you know, these big fucking, like, vicious fucking, you know, blue and red or green, like, fucking, like, laser beams, and, you know, big and loud again, like, fucking just, like, 70s, you know, 70s sci-fi shit, like, Star Wars, I guess, like, fucking the old Star Wars, just fucking boom, you know, and fucking just, like, explosions and shit, and just, sparks flying everywhere, and, you know, people would be fucking, like, screaming and, like, going flying and shit when they got hit, and, instead here in Battlefront 2, you have to wait like, it's like, all right, I'm waiting like 15 seconds before you can fucking like spawn in. Yeah, it tries to like group you up with a, you know, group of like four other people first before, you know, before it spawns you in. So yeah, you're just fucking like you're waiting and waiting and fucking, then you finally get in, you're fucking like running for like a mile and nothing's happening. And you know, the maps are pretty boring. You know, it seems like there's a lot of, like, flat, like, open spaces with, you know, then they fucking throw in, like, boxes all around, you know, around the map. And, you know, it's just fucking, again, just a flat plane and then I have some boxes to hide behind. So it's just, you know, a lot of the firefights are just people, like, poking their heads out, like, out of the boxes and fucking, like, taking pot shots at you and, like, going back in the cover and just, like, so I guess in that sense, the campaign was a pretty good tutorial, I guess, you know, it's fucking like, oh, that's what the game's going to be like, just fucking people hiding behind boxes and popping out, and, yeah, then, like, you know, visually, the laser beams you're firing is, I don't know, instead of, like, you know, those big fucking brutal, you know, big fucking whatever, you know, big meaty laser beams, you have, like, these tiny little fucking specks, you know, that fucking just fly across the screen and fucking like real fast and like no impact to them, like no sparks or anything, just fucking like pew pew and just fucking it looks like shit and it feels like shit. Yeah, you try fucking tossing a grenade and there's like just like no weight to it, just like flies in a fucking straight line like you shot it out of a fucking like sniper rifle, you know, you have fucking no idea where it landed, just a mile down the fucking, you know, a mile down the map and just fucking just goes straight. It's like, all right, I guess that thing's gone. Like, I can't even fucking see it, like, after you throw it. I don't know. It's just fucking dull. Just, yeah, on some of the maps, they have, like, AI fucking aliens running around to make it seem like it's more, you know, the map's more alive, I guess. You know, it's fucking like, oh, here's all this fucking whatever, going to, like, Mos Eisley, you know. Here's a bunch of weird aliens fucking running around and shit. It's like, dude, they all look like shit. They all look awful, and it's fucking, even they're broken. They're just fucking, you know, I don't know, background garbage. And yeah, I was on fucking, like, Endor or whatever, and there was, you know, this green, dumb-looking thing. It looked like fucking the Trumpy alien from Pod People. He's just, like, floating around, like, no animation to him, just fucking just, like, spinning in place and shit, you know, fucking arms wide out, spinning in circles and shit, just, like, broken, AI. He's like, dude, what is this? This is fucking awful. Yeah, I mean, I was trying to give the game a shot. It's just like, dude, this is fucking, like, tough to, like, endure this shit. Like, a lot of it's just bad. I tried doing, like, the arcade mode, but it's you know, it's fucking, like, an offline arcade mode. It's fucking, I don't know, it's like bots and shit. You can just fucking pretty much play the game and just, you know, try doing that. And just, it's the same fucking terrible AI from the fucking single-player campaign. Maybe even worse. I mean, they just kind of, like, look at you and they just, like, walk sideways. You know, like, groups of, like, three or four of them just fucking, like, staring at you and just, like, I don't know, occasionally firing at you. And, it's bad. It's really bad. It's all around fucking pretty terrible. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, unless they fucking, like, magically fucking, like, patch the shit out of the game, like, very soon. It's just like, dude, this is fucking, this game is, like, a complete write-off. Like, it's bad. But yeah, thankfully I only paid about like $20 for it. But yeah, it's a trash heap. I know the game is getting like mixed reviews and shit for the most part, and it's now leaning towards like the pretty negative side. But looking at those, like a lot of them are just fucking like criticisms of like the progression and the fucking like loot boxes and that shit. And again, like how much shit costs to unlock and. I think that's the least of the game's problems. I mean, like, I wouldn't care about that if, like, the game itself was fun, but it's pretty bad. I mean, that's kind of concerning. Again, it's, like, something, like, I don't know if they can even, like, fix this. Like, this is pretty fucking bad. But, yeah, you know what doesn't suck is Ninja Gaiden Black. I don't know if you remember last week I was saying, like, this game seems really fucking easy now. Like, I'll just blow right through it, fucking no problem, like, whatever. I may have fucking prematurely ejaculated there. Because, yeah, I was just doing fucking, like, great at the game for the first few levels, and then I get to level 4, I think, and these fucking black-clad fucking ninjas show up, and they're fucking assholes. They're fucking, oh, man, they're fucking pieces of shit. I said black clad, by the way, and ninjas, so relax. And, yeah, they just fucking appear out of nowhere, just fucking, like, poof in the fucking air. They drop in, like, three or four of them at a time, and they just fucking encircle you, and they're taking turns fucking slicing at you, attacking you. So it's fucking, like, you sit there, like, blocking, like, all right, just wait for them to finish and fucking, like, you know, get a hit in, but as soon as you fucking stop blocking, like, one of them fucking comes in, like, swinging at you and shit, and they just fuck you up and knock you around and shit, and, yeah, if you try to get some distance from them to, like, single them out, they start, throwing these explosive darts at you, and it's fucking, like, this is fucking rough, and, yeah, they don't even have to, like, hit you with them, like, directly. Like, they have to hit you with them directly, if it sticks in you and it fucking, like, explodes and shit, like, it's timed again, so you have to, like, sit there blocking or whatever, like, try to, like, time it out, so you're blocking when it fucking explodes, you're not fucking taking all the damage, but, yeah, if they don't fucking hit you with the darts or whatever, they can just, they can get stuck in walls and shit, or, like, the floor near you, and then, like, you know, then, you know, again, you're sitting there, like, blocking as they're coming in and shit, and then fucking, it'll explode eventually, and fucking, it'll send you fucking, like, flying, you know, then they start fucking slicing at you as you're fucking, like, trying to recover from that, and they're throwing more fucking darts at you. It's just, like, non-stop fucking attacking from them, like, yeah, usually off-screen, you know what I mean? It's fucking ridiculous. It's real hard. That's when I fucking started dying over and over again. I fucking realized, like, oh yeah, I think, you know, this game has a fucking reputation for being difficult for good reason. Because, yeah, I'm getting fucking my ass kicked here. So, yeah, I mean, you have to face fucking half a dozen of those fuckers, and the fourth level there, fucking like towards the end, fucking groups of those you got to fight, and then there's this fucking like big red like demon, which is like a boss. And yeah, so I'm fucking like, I'm trying to fight those guys. I'm like using my fucking like health items and shit. And like, all right, get through that. And like, oh fuck, no, here's a boss. This fucking big fucking demon dinosaur thing. Yeah, and I fight it the first time. It fucking like kicks my ass. And I'm like, all right, fuck it, you know, I'm dead. Fucking says, I continue. And it's definitely a fucking old school game, because this, you know, it doesn't start. It's, you figure like, I hit continue, you start like right at the boss or whatever, but. Nope, they don't do that. It's fucking old school again. It's fucking just back where you the last time you manually save. So, you know, you have to go there. You have to just go through those fucking black niggers again. Ninjas. Yeah, then I get to the, you know, go through that, get to the demon, and fucking, I'm like, all right, start fighting that thing. I'm lasting more than like 5 seconds. Like, all right, I'm rolling out of the way of it when he's fucking, you know, he's trying to charge at me and shit. I'm like, all right, last a little bit. Start moving around and like fucking like, oh, it's not even just this one fucking demon dinosaur thing. There's fucking three of them. three of those fucking things you have to fight that'll murder you in like two or three hits. And again, I'm like, dude, I have like no health items. I'm pretty fucked over here. So, yeah, you know, it's three fucking things taking turns, rolling at you, trying to fucking grab you and bite you and fucking toss you around and shit. And, yeah, I have, like, fucking nothing to heal myself with. It's just kind of tense, you know, but somehow I'm just, like, I'm just trying to pick these guys off one at a time, like, being real defensive and shit. And just, when you kill one, they do like drop like a healing orb that heals you up like a little bit. But you know, again, as you're getting like fucking surrounded and shit, and just do that though, and it's fucking like, all right, get those three fuckers, dude. Finally, like, you know, it's fucking. I didn't want it again. So just knowing that if I fail it, I have to go back again to the start and fight those fucking black ninjas again. So yeah, I do that, and then fucking kill those guys, and then another fucking boss shows up, like, directly after you kill those three guys. Is fucking this giant fucking tentacle monster thing. You have to fight that fucker. So, yeah, the game gets a little bit nuts. I mean, I fucking scrape by it, but my heart's fucking pounding the entire time. Just like, dude, Jesus Christ, I have, like, an eighth of my fucking health left, and it's just like, dude, this is ridiculous, but so good. It really is. It ramps up from there, like in difficulty. It's a great game. It definitely is different than I remember it, though. I remember it being like, I thought it was just like, just constant like fighting, like just button mashing. Not really button. I wasn't like button mashing, but I thought it was just like, constant action, constantly fucking being surrounded and shit. Just enemy after enemy, like almost no breaks to it, but. Yeah, there's quite a bit of exploration to it, too. It's almost like a survival horror-type puzzles in there and shit. It's fucking, I don't know, doors, you got to come up to, like, a locked door, and it's fucking like, I need to go and try to find out, like, where the statue is, or a tablet, or whatever, a key card, like, that type of shit, and you know, the safe or something with like a combination lock to it, and you have to figure out what the combination is. But I mean, it's simple, like fucking, like, you know, there's a combination lock, but then like right to the left of it, there's a fucking a note. You know, it says like, oh, you know, the cryptic note. It says like fucking like, oh, on the 12th month of the 27th day, and like those fucking the letter, the numbers and shit are in like bold green text, so you can't miss it. So it's like, gee, I wonder what the combination is. But yeah, I'm pretty invested in it. Again, it's fucking pretty good. Ninja Gaiden Black, that and fucking Call of Duty, you know, fucking. Again, I played a lot of fucking Call of Duty this week. Assassin's Creed. Yeah, I mean, again, I will say for that game, I got a fucking mummy costume, so I'm running around fucking Egypt, all fucking, you know, bandaged up like a fucking mummy, and every time that the character and the fucking guy you're controlling talks, he's all muffled and shit. You know, you can barely hear him. I think that made the game like 10 times better, because just the right amount of fucking stupid to it, you know. I think that's what the game needed, because it was, you know, it was fucking, the game's kind of taking itself a little bit too seriously for my fucking taste, and it was getting a little bit dull, but, it was like, fucking, yeah, there's just a little bit of stupid in there, fucking makes it a little bit better. I'm looking at, like, the other shit you can buy, like, whatever, they gave you, like, so many, like, credits or whatever you could use to buy, like, some of the, you know, premium, like, cosmetic shit, and that was one of them I just had, and then I'm fucking, like, looking, I'm like, yeah, I could probably, and it's like, fucking, some of these are, oh, one of them in particular, there's a unicorn, it's like, whatever, it's like a $5 or some shit, I'm like, I might just spend the money on that, because, you know, playing the game as a mummy with fucking red glowing eyes, fucking riding around on a fucking unicorn. That's, you know, that might get me interested again, just that the stupidity of it. Speaking of stupidity, I have to go do a bunch of fucking stupid shit for Thanksgiving and fucking Black Friday now, right after I get off of here, because, yeah. Yeah, I work in fucking retail, and from now until Christmas, it's going to be a fucking nightmare. You know, I have to go fucking buy some clothes, because everything I fucking own has holes in it, and it's fucking all, like, ripped up and tattered, and as usual, as it goes, and yeah, I have to wear, like, khakis like a fucking faggot for a month until Christmas, and I'd say I'd rather play fucking Battlefield 2 or Battlefront 2 than fucking go clothes shopping, but I don't know if that's entirely true, but I do fucking hate shopping for clothes. One of my fucking least favorite things in the fucking world, but I have to go do it. So, yeah, there's a bunch of other shit I have to do fucking today, like, because, again, everybody else in the fucking world who doesn't work in fucking retail is going to fucking close early this week, you know, fucking. One of those things that I had to fucking cash a fucking random $1,000 check, so I shouldn't really complain about that one, but I tried getting fucking ahead of myself yesterday and fucking, like, oh, I'll go change my oil, I gotta do that, I'm fucking overdue for that. But yeah, the nut on the fucking oil pan was so badly rusted, like, the whole fucking oil pan was so rusted, it's fucking, like, dude, my mechanic's like, dude, if I fucking even try, like, to fuck with this to get it off, it's probably just gonna cave the entire thing in, so, yeah, I have to fucking wait, like, a week for that, until I can get a replacement, until he can get a fucking replacement fucking oil fucking pan, just in case the whole thing fucking comes off. So, yeah, my car is a shitbox. the other night I was fucking going to work, and I see this fucking, you know, walk out to my car, I see this fucking dark ball on my dashboard. I'm like, what is that? It looks like a fucking, like, shadow or some shit. And so I'm like, all right, what the fuck's on there? That's weird. Fucking open up the car, and, you know, the light comes on, and there's a fucking mouse, like, sitting there, staring at me. You know, I fucking stared at it for a fucking couple seconds, like, you know, how the fuck did a mouse get into my car? That's fucking weird. And then, he fucking looked right at me, then he fucking just plops onto the fucking floor and runs off and disappears. I'm just like, fuck, okay. You know, it's fucking dark. You know, I have to go to work, like, right now, so I can't really get a fucking flashlight out or whatever and, like, look around, you know, fucking poke around for this fucking thing to get it out of here, so. I'm fucking driving to work, just thinking, like, oh, well, I guess he lives here now. So I hope he doesn't fucking, like, crawl into my mouth and I'm sleeping during my fucking lunch break. So, yeah. So, yeah, I guess you have to fucking go buy fucking mouse food now, too. So, you know, one more thing, you know, it's fucking shit that piles up that you have to fucking take care of. So yeah, I got shit to do. So, gruntfreepress.com, podcast@gruntfreepress.com. The email address, I am Absolute Deicide. In various places around the internet. Happy Thanksgiving, and stay home on Friday, you fucking filthy animals. Pay the
with my tail in the air. Shrink, can't strut, I'm a
ladies' guy.
I'm a feeling Casanova. Hey,
man, that's that.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.
Cat style.